Hello, everyone. The comments I'm going to give are going to be perceived negatively by some, and that's okay. I'm going to take a line from Andre and I guess say I really don't give a damn what you think, because these are my opinions. However, this is not to say that I'm not going to be open to hearing what other people have to say. Today I posted an article that looked at Brown University incorporating sex change funding within its student health plan. I think that this is a very bad choice on the part of the university. I also feel that for the student wanting to participate in this kind of sex change procedure, it is a very misguided judgment on their behalf also. I say this firstly because God does not make mistakes. He did not create a man or woman with the intent of allowing them the opportunity, or not allowing them because that's not right, but he did not create man or woman with the intent that they would want to change their gender, because that is not how he works. Now, some people may say, well, that's not a good enough answer for me. That's okay. It doesn't have to be a good enough answer for you. The fact of the matter is it is a good enough answer for me. And those who want to say that I'm close-minded, or those who want to try to debunk my argument, that's okay. That's your right. However, I think it's wrong, and it is not something that should be practiced. And whether it is practiced or not, you know, in or out of this country, I think that at the minimum, universities should not even entertain this kind of behavior, this kind of policy. Because I'm aware that we are living in a nation, in a world, I guess, potentially saying, that is becoming more tolerant of everything and of everyone. We want to be so accepted that we will go through whatever lengths are necessary to gain acceptance, regardless of the cost, regardless of the consequence. And in terms of this issue, I think that people who are engaging in this kind of behavior are potentially doing it based off the societal pressures that they're experiencing. And if they cannot handle the societal pressures, then they need to go back into therapy and learn how to cope with society in a different way, because things in life don't always happen the way they want. Things in life don't always happen the way I want, but I still have to deal with them and cope with them in a way that is going to allow me to excel in the position in which I'm in and in the situation in which I'm at. And people can also use that same argument and say, well, that's all people who are engaging in sex change operations are doing. And that's fine. You can say that. But that does not still change the fact that I think it's wrong. And if that makes me a closed-minded individual, then so be the case. But I'd rather be closed-minded and know the fact of the matter is that when God made me, he did not make a mistake. When God made you, he did not make a mistake. And those who are angered with me, those who hear my opinion, or who hear people's opinion that is similar to mine, if you're angered and upset and it enrages you, ask yourself, why are you enraged? Why are you upset? You know, because it's only the truth. There's nothing wrong with who people are. On a spiritual note, I think this is all demonic. I think that the devil and his demons have indoctrinated people so much with this sex-changed spirit to the degree that it's taken such a foothold in their life that they do not know who they are from who they are not. And that in itself should be attacked at the spiritual level. But again, most people don't want to hear about that because they can't see it. They don't believe in it. They don't think it's real. That's okay. You don't have to believe and think any of those things. I do. And that really is the bottom line. It is spiritual. It is demonic, because God did not make you to be someone different. He made you to be exactly who you are. Because if that were not the case, men who want to become women would have been born women. Women who want to become men would have been born men. And that's it. Case in point. So I welcome feedback. It's always good to hear of other people's opinions and their justifications for why they think the way they do. And I look forward to hearing from you.